Welcome to Business Brilliance, the podcast where we help you navigate the complex world of business and personal development. I'm your host, David Habish, and today we will explore the importance of preparing for unforeseen crises. Let's start by picturing this unwelcome scenario for a moment. You're a sales manager, and one day, out of the blue, you find out that your top salesperson is dealing with a personal crisis that's impacting their production. Or maybe there's been a massive fire that breaks out at your location. Or even worse, a key employee, someone integral to your company's success, tragically passes away. These are the kind of unexpected events that can throw a wrench in your plans, disrupt your operations, and leave you wondering how to navigate the storm. And while these are all terrible things to have happened, and you can't possibly prepare for every twist and turn that life throws at you, you can certainly have a plan in place that can help you weather the storm. One way to stay ahead of the game is to develop a relationship with a PR firm. Now, you might be wondering, why would I need a PR firm in times of crisis? Well, think of them as your strategic partners to navigate the chaos. They're the ones who can help you think through your plan, come up with effective strategies, and guide you through the storm. One key aspect they can assist with is communication. Poor communication can be disastrous, just like we saw with FEMA's reputation after Hurricane Katrina. If you really study what happened during that tragedy, FEMA was not as inept as they are often made out to be. But their failure to effectively communicate with the public ended up tarnishing their reputation significantly. Another benefit I've found in working with a PR firm is that they can help you think out your plan. They have experience in crisis management and can bring a fresh perspective to the table. Sometimes, when you're caught up in a crisis, it's difficult to see the bigger picture. But with their guidance, you can gain clarity and develop a well-thought-out game plan. Then, if ever needed, your PR firm can assist you in executing your plan. They understand the intricacies of crisis communication and can help you navigate the delicate nuances that come with it. Here's an interesting wrinkle you may not have considered. Who should be your spokesperson in a time of crisis? This is a decision that must be made wisely, as your spokesperson will be the face of your company. The right person can instill confidence and convey important messages effectively, while the wrong choice may do more harm than good. This also speaks to the importance of planning. While it's not particularly enjoyable, I know many businesses who went through a series of what-if scenarios and discussed, in some detail, what would happen if various bad things were to occur. Again, you cannot plan for every possibility, but you might be surprised how a plan can take shape, which can be adapted to fit whatever situation comes your way. Planning and discussion in advance can also help prevent the natural feelings of fear or panic that can set in when the unwelcome happens. I'd like to circle back to the importance of communication. During a crisis, timely and transparent communication is paramount. You need to keep your stakeholders informed, address their concerns, and provide updates as necessary. You should craft messages that strike the right tone, maintain consistency across all communication channels, are timely, and ensure that your message reaches the intended audience. Again, this is something a PR firm would bring a depth of experience for you to leverage. Whatever happens, your goal should be to minimize the negative impact of the crisis, protect your reputation, and rebuild trust. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Business Brilliance. If you found today's content useful, please consider subscribing and sharing this podcast with others who might benefit, or join us at an upcoming Tiger Team Roundtable and experience the power of having a group of peers to draw upon. I'm David Habish, and until next time, make it a policy to spend time thinking about the unthinkable. The time you invest in being prepared is like an insurance policy that can pay huge dividends should you ever need it.